Both sides in Syria's civil war are becoming more radicalized. Libya celebrates 2 years of freedom. And Mission Network News is experiencing India firsthand. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations warns that the war in Syria is becoming religiously fragmented. The anarchy from that invites a war crimes tribunal. Christian Aid Mission spokesman Bill Bray explains.
The more radical the attackers, the more jihadists is the attacks against the Assad regime.
Rebel jihadists are blamed for hiding military targets among civilians. The government response means
we're having a hard time in native workers getting material in, and everybody that can leave the country is leaving the country.
For those who can't, it's because they're under siege in their homes.
Killing seems to be random. Seems that anybody who's not a combatant is fair game.
Which is what makes aid delivery so risky. However, Bray says believers are bringing in supplies. Prayer sustains them.
The gospel witness that's occurring is limited to kind of like grief counseling and trying to give the hope and the love of Christ.
Next, Libya is celebrating its second anniversary of freedom, but is it really free? Assist News reports Christians are being forced to leave. Sharif, an Egyptian Christian bookstore owner, was recently arrested for spreading Christianity. In an interview with Al Jazeera, Sharif says the first principle of democracy is freedom of belief, and if there's no freedom of belief, then there's no freedom at all. Many Libyans are concerned, especially Christians, pray they remain bold in their witness. This is Mission Network News. Have you ever tried to teach English to somebody? It's not always an easy task. Michael Pasquale with Cornerstone University says this year's annual ESL conference proves to be a learning experience.
One of the things that we do when we're having church-based ESL is that sometimes we don't have those that are professional teachers. So what we're trying to do for this year is really get at equipping these lay teachers on how to teach structures of English.
The April 6th conference geared for church ministries will have many sessions throughout the day, including a few with Dr. Nancy Ackles, an expert in language programs.
We have some smaller breakout sessions, session on how to start an ESL ministry at your church, sessions on games in class. We have some local refugee services talking about some services they offer to churches who have ESL programs.
Register for Cornerstone's annual conference at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, believers in India are reaching the lost on a heart-to-heart basis. MNN's Katie Harth is there.
Today I learned that even in the face of persecution, the gospel is going straight into people's homes and hearts. How? Through radio.
I did not receive Christ just because somebody was speaking scripture, but someone was relating the scripture to my life.
I'm at a radio ministry in northern India supported by Gospel for Asia. Dr. Narayan started the radio program and says it reaches radio listeners in over 100 languages.
A person who have never seen a church, a person who never know about Jesus, a person who doesn't know anything, what is there if you don't relate the scripture and make it practical for our life?
You can help this programming reach 200 translated languages. Learn how at our website. Reporting from Delhi, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And smartphone users top 1 billion. With that comes a whole new way to communicate. The apps used in these devices are programs designed for mobility. Well, the Jesus Film Project created its own app that allows users to access clips of the film in multiple languages. In just 4 months, there have been over 32,000 downloads. Can you believe it? That means more people are hearing the story of Jesus. Want to see it for yourself? Links to the app can be found at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your gift of any amount, Mission Network News is offering Operation Mobilization's Pray Freedom, a 12-week journey of prayer for those caught in modern-day slavery. Take a journey in prayer across enemy lines to the slavery hotspots of the world. Get Pray Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.